Unit 31. Exercise 3. Page 65. Extract 1.
I was a bit scared at first when they changed over to the new currency. I mean, how were you to tell if a shopkeeper was ripping you off or if he'd shortchanged you just because he was as confused as you were?
Extract 2.
No, you can't go scuba diving, Samantha. I've already paid enough for riding lessons and skiing instruction, not to mention all the equipment. I can't afford to cough up the cash for yet another expensive hobby. Do you think I'm made of money or something?
Extract 3.
He bet me £100 I wouldn't do it. He bet me I'd chicken out. Well, £100 is £100, so I said he had a bet. I don't know why. I mean, you've seen it, haven't you? They reckon it's the highest bungee jump in the world. The climb up was bad enough, and when I got to the top, I just thought, what have I let myself in for? Anyway, they tied the elastic round my ankles, and I stepped onto this platform. I looked over the edge. He was right. There was no way I could go through with it.
Extract 4.
I don't get it. Last week he was round my house going on about how hard up he was. And then he turns up in that. Look at it. Brand new, limited edition. Every optional extra under the sun. Who knows how much that set him back? I dread to think. How can he afford a car like that?
Extract 5.
I told you there was nothing to worry about. That was Howard. He was on his mobile. It was what I said. It was that flipping car he's just bought. It conked out on the bypass. I knew it would be that. I mean, have you seen that thing? It belongs in a museum. Anyway, he says he's sorry they're late and they'll be here as soon as they can.
Extract 6.
His mobile phone must have rang at least 4 or 5 times during the first 10 minutes of the film. They asked him to turn it off and he just refused. It serves him right that they chucked him out of the cinema.
Extract 7.
I've known my best friend for, it must be, 15 years now. We met on our first day of primary school, and we hit it off straight away. We've been mates ever since.
Extract 8.
Honestly, I don't know why you listen to Kevin. I mean, he isn't serious about joining the Foreign Legion or running away to sea. He's just winding you up.
Extract 9.
Two-faced. That's what she is. It's the only word for it. Did you see her last night? All smiles, laughing at his jokes, telling his wife what a wonderful manager he is. And then she comes in this morning with that look on her face, slagging him off. I heard her over by the coffee machine. I've a good mind to tell him.